the last person to be convicted during the Salem Witch Trials, the famous Salem Witch Trials.
I put a spell on you.
Back in the 1600s.
Right.
Over 300 years ago. Was finally exonerated. Her name was finally cleared. Elizabeth Johnson Jr. And there's a little more to it. There has to be because it's a Tuesday. Hey, morning, top 10, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Officially sanctioned by the governing body of all top 10s in the world. Straight from the home office and writing staff in Granbury, Texas. It is the top 10 reasons they finally exonerated the final name in person from the Salem Witch Trials.
Okay.
Over three centuries ago. Such as...
Number 10.
Honestly, the timing was perfect. This affords a great promotional tie-in for the new Hocus Pocus 2 movie coming out soon.
Uh-huh.
See, Disney never lets an opportunity slip by. Mouse is in everything.
You think this was manufactured?
There's usually a Sarah Jessica Parker involved with something like this.
Number 9.
She goes by three names. You know what that means.
Yes.
Number 9.
She's a witch.
Number 9. Well, see, now we'd have to clear her name.
Number 9.
Number 9. Reason they finally exonerated the final person from the Salem Witch Trials. Well, they saw what an actual witch looked like during the equally as infamous Johnny Depp Witch Trials.
Peaky, Winsy, Winsy.
Right.
Well, Number 8.
She is a witch.
Yeah. Number 8. Records from the 1600s show that Elizabeth Johnson Jr. was, in fact, a member of the House of Hufflepuff and not the more devious House of Slytherin. And that is simply a joke for every Harry Potter fan out there.
Yeah, you've lost
and they
me
are
now
loving.
I don't
Well, you're
that.
A muggle, Marley, and that's okay.
Number 7.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Okay.
It's a small demographic? That will ring true.
I do enjoy riding the train at Orlando.
Oh, that's a wonderful ride. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are the main mode of transportation back there. In fact, number 7.
Number 7.
Turns out it wasn't a magic broom at all. It was just her Roomba mapping out the dimensions of her cabin for Amazon. That's all it was.
Number 6.
Well, as the thinking of the time would dictate, okay? Tell me, what do you do with witches at the time? Well, they burned them. Right? And what do you burn apart for wood? Wood.
Uh-huh.
So why do witches burn? Because they're made of wood.
They're made
so
of
how
wood.
How do you tell if they're made of wood? Do they sink in water? No. Wood
they
floats.
Float.
What else floats? A duck. That's right. So if the woman weighed as much as a duck, she was a witch.
Will it float?
The demographic of Monty Python fans also out there.
Number 5.
Oh, I get it now. I've seen that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Number 5, a reason they exonerated her. Actually, they were going to have to revise it anyway because the new woke term for witches is neo-non-paganistical Wiccan neutral.
Wiccan neutral?
Yeah. They're going to cast a spell on me, aren't they?
I put a
Pretty
spell
much.
On
All right,
you.
Fine.
You're just asking for trouble.
Usually.
Number 4.
Well, on her defense day, they used the famous lawyer quote, if it does not bubble, gurgle, brew, or poof, with a dash of potion and an eye of newt, the breath of a dragon and a cobra's spit, well then, members of the jury, you must acquit. And it didn't work, yeah.
Number 3!
Number 3.
I like that.
Turns out it's just a case of mistaken identity. Turns out it was one of those nice ladies from The View the whole time.
Number 2!
Number 2.
Are they nice?
Elizabeth Johnson wanted to clear her name up because now she's dating Pete Davidson. So that's... Wait a minute. How's that possible? She's like 330 years old.
But she's a witch.
Number 1.
She ages well.
And then the number 1 reason why they exonerated the final person from the Salem witch trials over 3 centuries later. Honestly.
Number 1.
You never know what new evidence you might just find when you raid a mansion in Florida. There you go. Gentlemen. Ripped straight from the headlines.
From the headlines.
Hank FM.